second day of May, Friday. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Looking forward to visiting with you today and encourage you to pick up that telephone and give us a call, 855-200-1776. Let us know what's on your mind. That's what the program's for, folks. The Golden Girls will be here in just a little bit. Steve Hayes of the Week, the next hour, and the Fox News Channel for the latest fallout on the White House Benghazi emails that, well, really are no big deal, according to the White House. Really unbelievable. Brad Bombadier, former University of North Dakota hockey defenseman, actually, and also a former Minnesota Wild. Now he's works with the Minnesota Wild front office, and we're going to talk about that Wild playoff run and game one versus the Blackhawks. It's going to be a big one. So those are the guests. Otherwise, just a lot of time to talk about all kinds of things. Normal or Nuts Friday, and story in the Fargo Forum today, also reported in the Perm Focus, about the ACLU protesting a plan at prom in Perm over, it's not a breathalyzer test, but they evidently have some kind of a mechanism, which a lot of area schools use, to screen for alcohol use. And somebody tipped the ACLU off to this. The ACLU sent the Perm School District a note, letter, saying, you do this, we're going to take you to court. And after the protest from the ACLU and consultation with school district attorneys, they're not going to use these things. They're called passive air tests. And once you have passed through this or taken this passive air test, which evidently picks up alcohol, then you would, you know, you could ultimately end up with a breathalyzer test, I guess, to verify it. But isn't this unbelievable? Now I ask you, what is a student that is engaging in a in this case, you know, a school activity, have in the way of the ability to say, hey, I want to use alcohol illegally? Then that's my constitutional right. You can't test me for that. Gotta be kidding me. I think the ACLU is nuts. And too bad, I think, that Perm backed down from this, but I imagine the legal costs. You know, we didn't talk a lot about this yesterday, but there was a story out looking at how many dollars are spent on underage alcohol and alcohol abuse amongst teens versus tobacco. And tobacco is like, you know, way more dollars. I was thinking maybe we ought to use some of, you know, maybe these trial lawyers who make a living hating tobacco companies, maybe they could do some pro bono work here on behalf of these schools. I mean, they're concerned about kids, right? Smoking. They want to protect the health of kids. That's the motivation of these trial lawyers, right? It's not money, is it? Not big settlements with tobacco companies. It's saving us from the ills of tobacco, the addictive nicotine in tobacco. Well, I dare say alcohol is a much bigger problem among youngsters. So, how about the trial lawyers do a little pro bono work and take on the ACLU and let schools do what they need to do to protect students? And, you know, it's so blatantly obvious what this is at Perm and everywhere else. It's a deterrent. If you know there's going to be a passive air test, if you know they're going to be monitoring for alcohol use, you're not going to go there. It's a deterrent. Does anybody side with the ACLU on this one? If you do, I'd love to have a conversation with you because I don't get it. I don't understand it. Not in the context of a school and a prom and students. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. None. Nada. Other things. Last night, another debate. I shouldn't say another debate. The first debate, really, of the 2014 political calendar. Two races everybody will be. Well, I guess I tell you what, the one race that's going to be, I think, the the focus of November 2014 in North Dakota is going to be the Ag Commission race. Because you got Doug Goring coming off a dispute with former supporters. I mean, he won the nomination, and most of that will quiet down by November. But, I mean, it attracted a Democratic candidate that previously had run for governor in Ryan Taylor. And so the two of them faced off last night. And then a three-way debate for the congressional race between the sitting and Congressman Kevin Cramer and challenger Democrat George Sinner and challenger Libertarian Jack Seaman. And we should try and track down Jack today. I'd like to get his take on the debate. I think George Sinner pretty much threw in the towel on this race with his support of Obamacare last night. Hey, he didn't even try to tap dance on Obamacare. He tap danced a little on the minimum wage. He's in favor of the minimum wage, but he wants to exempt young people. He wants these exemptions, which to me suggests that you recognize that if it needs all these exemptions, there's a problem with it. So, anyway. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're Heidi Heitkamp, number one, is a very good politician, but she spent some time talking about her opposition to it. And that's how she won. I'm going to go fight the bad things in Obamacare. Hadn't necessarily done it, but she's threaded that needle. George Sinner is saying kissy kissy to Obamacare. That's just not popular in North Dakota. So that race may be over before it started. Would be my take on that one. My normal or not survey question, the idea that the twins ought to remove a Cal Griffin statue due to racist statements he made in the late 70s. Isn't that crazy? Normal or nuts, you tell me. Matt Fargo, let's get your take in here today on what's on your mind. Hello, Matt.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So perm back down, and what they're just trying to do is to make sure that it was a safe environment for all the kids there. Make sure that no alcohol is going to be used. And what's different than that, say, than TSA screening and, for guns or illegal objects before they get on a plane because you're trying to ensure the safety of those who are traveling?
Good analogy. Yeah.
So,
by the way, we have the added argument, if you will, on the prom in that, these kids are not of legal age. So you, not only exactly. Are you trying to make sure everybody's safe, you're preventing the illegal use of a product.
I understand the concept of illegal search and seizure and some sort of right to privacy. But I think the ACLU would probably be better served trying to make sure that our emails and phone calls are not tapped by the government 24/7.
Yeah, work on that one. Don't you think these trial lawyers that love suing tobacco companies ought to do a little pro bono work here if they're worried about kids and health? Isn't the perfect opportunity for them to do some civic good here, take on the ACLU? Trial lawyers versus ACLU. I know I repeat myself because they're one and the same, but I think this is a perfect opportunity for them.
Well, there's a lot of perfect opportunities to challenge the ACLU. I think the ACLJ does that to a large extent, but...
But yeah, I want the trial lawyers. I want the very trial lawyers that have made zillions suing tobacco companies in the name of student health, and youngsters and health to take on the ACLU and allow folks like Perm to be able to do their part in taking on underage drinking. Come on.
Well, I would imagine they'd probably say that we did it for that common good, but I think what they did it was for their checkbook and their checking accounts.
Thank you. Right.
I don't think it's a poor group of folks that are looking to go on and do some pro bono work, although I'm sure there are a few that would do that. But, no, I think that you're kind of egging them on and kind of baiting them there, but I don't think they're going to take that bait. I think that they just look at the dollars and cents and say, this just doesn't make sense or dollars to me, so they're not going to do it. But it's a good idea.
Here's what the ACLU said about this decision that Perm backed down. We're pleased. Good to hear. We're always hopeful that we can resolve these things so without having to take steps further. I'm glad to hear they've reconsidered the plan.
Well, I would guess that these school districts and government bodies probably have more money than the ACLU, so maybe it's time to not just back down and maybe put them to work on several different fronts and see if they can actually withstand people defending themselves.
I'm with you.
My guess is they would run out of money pretty quick, yeah.
Exactly right. Thanks for the call, Matt. Good to hear from you. 855-200-1776. ACLU spokesperson went on to say the legality of using passive air tests for a prom comes down to whether courts decide there is reasonable suspicion for the tests. Okay, they're youngsters at a prom. Isn't that reasonable suspicion right there? And it's, again, a requirement, in my view, of participation in the extracurricular activity. Come on. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're back at 20 past the hour. I asked for somebody that agreed with the ACLU, and we found somebody, Alan Managa. What's the name of that golf course out at Managa, Al? That's so darn nice. Blue something, right? Blue. Are you a golfer, Al? Blueberry Pine. Very nice, right?
Blueberry Pine.
Nice course, I understand. Yeah, I am.
It is.
Can you hear me?
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not much of a golfer either, but I've heard a lot about it. So anyway, you didn't call about that. You called about the situation in Perm. You think the ACLU is right to send letters threatening the Perm school district?
Yes, and it's not for the reasons you think. I agree with your stance as far as children shouldn't be drinking, because I don't drink. I never have. It's against my religion. Nonetheless, I don't believe that we can make laws and regulate morality in that sense. I think we're coming at it from the wrong end. I think we need to bring the Bible back into the school and teach our kids instead of try to regulate what they're doing wrong after the fact. And I think this goes through every phase of life. Yeah, I was listening to a guy the other day who wanted to make laws against people talking on their cell phones in public. Well, that's ridiculous. We need to teach our children common sense and they don't need to pick up a phone in public if while they're visiting with somebody. They don't need to grab their cell phone. But we don't need a law against that. All we have to do is teach our children that there's common courtesy.
And we, meaning parents, I assume you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Parents, yeah. The church, the whole nine yards. We're pushing all of this on our federal government and on our state and local governments to teach us what's right and wrong. And that's absolutely crazy.
What you're suggesting would not prompt a letter from the ACLU as it did in the case of this breathalyzer being used at the prom in Perham. They would airdrop lawyers into Perham if what you're suggesting that the Bible be used as part of the curriculum in the public school system at Perham. I mean, they would carpet bomb Perham with attorneys, drop from planes. You realize?
I understand that, but I'm moving at it from this would never have come up. It wouldn't even be an issue. Well, everything needs to get back to religion. Our morality is based on the Word of God. It's not based on what the U.S. government says.
And that's a culture issue. Your point is the public schools ought to engage in that. And my point is, if you're agreeing with the ACLU on fighting Perham on a breath test, whatever they call it, breathalyzer is not the right word, passive air test. I'm saying that's a drop in the bucket compared to, I mean, they break out in hives.
It is a drop in the bucket. That is a drop in the bucket. The problem is that we keep bringing in these little drops in the bucket. And pretty quickly, we've got a full pail we're carrying around where our freedoms are gone because we're trying to regulate our morality with laws. And it's absolutely backwards. We've got to approach it from the other end and say, what does God want us to do? And then we can eliminate 99% of the laws we have. And this breathalyzer thing or air breath thing, it's a non-issue. It's gone.
I appreciate the call. Thanks from Anaga. Ellen Ratner is up on Capitol Hill today wrestling with some Republicans, I'm sure. But Blanquita Cullum is as faithful as they come on the Golden Girls. So it's you and I. We're talking about a story. I know you're as big a fan of the ACLU as I am. But the school in northern Minnesota, Perham, Minnesota, great little town where they make Barrel of Fun potato chips and Kenny's candy Kenny's candy, great licorice. Anyway, they Tuffy's dog
thing.
Food too. Do you feed your dogs Tuffy's dog food or Nutriscience dog food? They make that there too.
I don't have a dog, but I feed myself potato chips and Kenny's candy.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Anyway, the ACLU heard about a plan in the Perham school district to have passive air test used, which is fairly common. A lot of the schools around here use them as part of prom. And it's a big prom weekend, so they sent a nasty letter, and the school district is not going to do this now. So they're stopping. And so we're asking the question whether the ACLU is normal or nuts. What do you think?
Well, they're nuts. Because the fact of the matter is, drinking at that age is illegal. The schools are concerned about young people that may not be able to drink and drive because they usually have a prom date. They have people that are sometimes going with them. People that are on the other side of the road, they're trying to protect these young people, and I don't think that's inappropriate. Your caller was talking about adding the Bible in school. That's good in a religious school, but in a public school, if they can teach your kids to think and focus more above the belt than below the belt than what they're doing right now in a lot of these schools, I'd be happy. You know, I would love to just see the schools be able to keep under God and the Pledge of Allegiance and not freak out if we have a nativity scene. Those are basic starts. And teaching each other to respect each other is another thing. But I don't know. I think the ACLU has gone over to the dark side.
Have they ever? Bob Grafton, get your take in on this or any other topic. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Oh, I agree 100%. I think the ACLU is, I think they lost their mind a long time ago. And that caller that called a little bit ago, he's got some good points and everything. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way in which he should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. Well, that's fine. That's a parent's job. But these kids are minors, okay?
Right.
And I have three children that are school age. And I absolutely agree with the school testing for alcohol before they let them into the prom. Hey, if you want to go to the school prom, well, you better not be drinking. And that should be the school's prerogative to do that, to keep staff safe, to keep other kids safe. You know, what if a kid goes, gets drunk or drinking too much, goes to the prom, and then a couple other kids go for a ride with him, so, and they get into a wreck and kill? I would be absolutely furious. I mean, we check kids' ID. You know, we check, you know, what's your birth date when you go buy a pack of cigarettes? I'm 50 years old, and they still ask me what's my birthday because they have to write it in. Well, it's illegal for kids to smoke cigarettes there until they're 18 or whatever. So why is it such a big deal? It's a school.
Good question.
Kids can't take aspirin to school. They won't let their kids take any kind of medication to school.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta get set parental guidance if you want to hand them an aspirin. Yeah, this is crazy.
Well, the other thing is, I was going to ask you and ask your caller. You know, you've got kids, and your caller obviously has kids. You know, parental guidance means going in and finding out what's in their room, why, you know, what's on their internet. You
careful.
Know, who are they
careful.
Dealing with?
No. I think according to the ACLU, you need to have reasonable suspicion before you do any of that. They'll be suing us next before you know
it. You've got a situation going on right now in the neighboring state with a young man who had made a very elaborate plan to commit a Columbine kind of murder, had storage lockers, he had these bombs that he'd already created.
I know.
Where's the ACLU on that?
There's another story.
The ACLU will go after guns, but they won't
national
go after
story. We're going to talk about that next. Thanks, BQ. Got to go.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What exactly is a scone, anyway? A little muffin-like, but a little less organized than a muffin. I guess I've had them before, but... anyway, see, this is what Leon Francis does. Leon Francis, my cohort here, afternoon guru, host of the Common Sense Club, brought some scones from the Great Harvest Bread Company today. And I happened to see them just before I was about to go on the air. And this is scones, blueberry raspberry. Got them here. So, I just don't know why they call it a scone versus a, it's very cupcake-like. Not cupcake, muffin-like, I would say. Yeah, anyway. Just need to bone up a little bit more on this whole scone thing, you know? I know what the scoop is. Should we get back to the news at hand? Yes, okay, all right. 27 before the top of the hour, BQ mentioned a story I hadn't got to yet. You may or may not have heard about. This has made some national news. Out of Waseca, Minnesota, a teenager down there that evidently was a big fan of the whole Columbine situation was planning to kill his parents and sister and slaughter students and staff at his school. 17-year-old John David Ledoux laid out his plans in an extensive journal and amassed bomb-making materials, including gunpowder and ball bearings, as well as firearms and ammunition. The Waseca police captain told a news conference yesterday, "We believe that Ledoux planned to carry out his attack within the next few weeks." His journal had references to school shootings, such as that at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, where two students killed 13 people and themselves in 1999, according to a criminal complaint. He idolized one of the Columbine gunmen, critiqued what he thought they had done right or wrong during their attack, told police he wanted to carry out his attack on April 20th, the 15th anniversary of the Columbine massacre, but could not because it was Easter Sunday, according to the complaint. Well, thank goodness. The plot was thwarted when someone called police Tuesday night after seeing a suspicious person carrying a backpack enter a storage unit and close the door behind him in Waseca. It's about an hour south of the cities. Police encountered Ledoux and saw bomb-making materials at the unit. Police searched the unit and in his family's house found firearms, ammunition, prepared bombs, and the papers documenting his plans. He was charged as a juvenile with 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree attempted criminal damage to property, 6 counts of possession of an explosive device by a person under age 18. Remains in custody, identified because of the severity of the charges and because he is over age 16. He planned to kill his family, set a fire in rural Waseca to distract authorities, and then head to the building that houses the junior in high school with more than 900 students. Based on his account to police and his journal, he planned to set off numerous bombs during lunch, kill a school resource officer as he responded to help, then set fires and shoot students and staff before being killed by law enforcement officers. Had this all planned out. To go to BQ's point, I guess the ACLU would argue that, well, you know, not enough reasonable suspicion here. Yeah, interesting. Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard is going to join us next hour to talk about the White House on defense as this latest email raises questions about Benghazi. Let's see what he says there. We'll get a little preview.
Yeah, I think it's a problem for the administration for a couple of reasons. Most especially, you have reporters who sit in the White House briefing room every single day, and they may not be paying attention to sort of the details of all of the reporting on Benghazi that's been taking place here at Fox and elsewhere to a certain extent. They may not know all of the twists and turns of the story, but they know when they're being misled. And what Jay Carney said the other day about the Ben Rhodes email not being about Benghazi was, of course, absurd. People understood that it was about Benghazi. The interviews were going to be about Benghazi. There was a reference to Americans or individuals who harm Americans. Of course it was about Benghazi. And I think that's really woken up the Washington press corps, the White House press corps, in a way that none of these other kerfuffles really has when it comes to Benghazi.
Well, Charles Krauthammer last night attempted to put it into a larger context of history, and here's what he said.
It's, to me, equivalent of what was discovered with the Nixon tapes. The point is that Republicans have done a terrible job in building the case. Even today, I have to say, the questioning was disjointed. It was not organized. If they had appointed a special committee long time ago, the way it was done in Watergate, we would have gone on this and the country wouldn't be tired.
You agree?
How about that? We'll have to wait and find out whether or not Stephen Hayes is going to agree with Charles Krauthammer on that. Calling it Watergate on the Benghazi email. Wow. Ed Henry, former CNN correspondent, now with Fox News Channel, covers the White House, was on Bill O'Reilly last night and talking about how all the White House press corps mocks him and Fox News Channel for covering this story. And it's interesting that Stephen Hayes is saying now they're starting to pay attention. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another train derailment, this one in Virginia, and it had Bakken crude aboard, so that became a big connect-the-dots deal last night. To me, every time one of these things happens, We ought to immediately begin the increased pressure on the Keystone XL pipeline. But the Democrats just cannot seem to get done in the Senate. But when a train derails, do you blame the cargo or do you blame the operation of the train? Well, why in the world are we blaming oil for train derailments? That seems to make no sense whatsoever. But in case you missed it, that's a new twist to that particular story yesterday as well. Normal or Nuts question, ACLU. Nuts to threaten to sue Perm School District for these passive air tests and a prom. Tell us what you think. 855-200-1776. Justin Moore is here to talk about, I imagine, the matchup between the Blackhawks and the Wild.
Anything else to talk about?
That's really the upper Midwest sports deal, isn't it?
Unless you want to talk about how you tried to stay up last night to watch the overtime victory by the Canadiens over the Bruins.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
I know how good you are with that for the Wild games.
I was busy soaking in all of the congressional debate, matter of fact, and dreaming of scones. Anyway, you tell us about the sports, which are going to center around, appropriately so, the Minnesota Wild.
As it has all week, Game 1 of the Western Conference second round series takes place tonight at the United Center, 8:30. So you might want to take a nap before the game so you can get it all in. NBC Sports Network is the channel that you'll be able to watch it on. The Blackhawks made short work of the Wild last spring, winning their Western Conference quarterfinal series in five games, but the Wild exacted a bit of revenge this season, winning 3 of 5 and earning 7 of a possible 10 points. They were 2-1-0 in St. Paul and 1-0-1 in Chicago, losing a 3-2 shootout on April 3rd in the last of the five-game series. The Blackhawks looked every bit like a team that could repeat as a Stanley Cup champ when they steamrolled the Blues in winning four straight games. The Wild spent all of their first-round series, as we know very well, playing catch-up against the Avalanche, and it did finally pay off. Minnesota overcame a 2-0, 3-2 series deficit to force a Game 7, then wiped out four one-goal deficits in the deciding game before Nino Niederreiter's overtime goal gave the Wild a 5-4 win. One of the big keys to this series, as it was against the Avalanche, is special teams. Chicago's penalty kill was arguably the biggest factor of the series against the Blues. The Blackhawks were 27 for 29 on the penalty kill, including 6 for 6 in Game 6 and 15 out of 16 in their four wins. Chicago's power play was only 3 for 20 in the series, and they'll need to get that going. Minnesota has a little bit of a problem here when it comes to special teams. The Wild are not good on the power play, managing only 3 goals and 21 attempts against the Avalanche. The 14.3 conversion rate is the second lowest among the 8 teams remaining. It also doesn't help that the Wild do not draw a ton of penalties, averaging only 3 power play opportunities per game. So they're going to need to get that going. And as we saw in Game 7 when they were on the power play, they need to just get some pucks on net. I believe their first 2 power plays they had, they didn't even have a shot on net. Minnesota was good on the penalty kill, however, except for those 2 shorthanded goals, which hurt, allowing 3 goals and 25 opportunities during the first round. Chicago had a bit of trouble during their first round with the man advantage, so if the Wild can stay out of the penalty box, they could wind up in decent shape. It's going to be interesting with the goaltenders. Ilya Bryzgalov reportedly is the likely starter in goal for the Wild in Game 1. Michael Russo of the Star Tribune reported Thursday night that Bryzgalov is likely to start with John Curry serving as backup. Bryzgalov lost the first 2 games against Colorado before coming in and getting that big win in Game 7. For me, if the Wild are going to win, I believe Darcy Kemper's got to make a quick recovery from whatever knocked him out of the third period in Game 7 on Wednesday. The Wild will need to be firing on all cylinders to compete against the Blackhawks and their talent because they are the defending champions and they were looking pretty good against the Blues. Kemper does give them the best chance to win, and so it'll be important for him to make a quick recovery to come back. There are 7 early Conn Smythe Trophy candidates. Rask, the goaltender for Boston, Jonathan Toews for Chicago, and Zach Parise is on the list, along with former Gopher Paul Martin, Drew Doughty, defenseman for the Kings, as well as another King, Andy Kopitar, and Ryan Getzlaff for the Anaheim Ducks. The Minnesota Twins had a long day of baseball yesterday. First pitch of Game 1 in the doubleheader was at 12:11 Central Time. Last pitch of Game 2 ended at 11:22 p.m., and it was the Dodgers' first doubleheader sweep in 12 years as they finally secured a 4-3 nail-biting win over the Twins in interleague action. Bench players like Scott Van Slyke and former Twin Drew Butera slugging home runs in the top of the 12th inning to give 39-year-old Jamie Wright a victory after 3 innings of relief work. So it was a tough one for the Twins, having to drop all 3 games there to the Dodgers. They have a series coming up against the Orioles. That game starts tonight, 7 p.m., Ricky Nolasco against Ubaldo Jimenez. Kevin Correa gets the start on Saturday, 1-10 start. And for Sunday, Phil Hughes looking to go up against Miguel Gonzalez. A little bit of Kentucky Derby news as that gets going tomorrow. The number 2 horse, Hopportunity, has been scratched. Bob Baffert's horse, Hopportunity, a 6-1 shot, has been scratched from the Derby. So if you were planning on that horse for Saturday's race, you're going to have to count them out. California Chrome's still the favorite. More of What's On Your Mind still ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about a great deal at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake. We're talking, of course, about Walker, Minnesota's famous Chase on the Lake Resort. Here's a great deal for you in May. Over Mother's Day weekend, fishing opener, $59 a night. That's right. Mark it down. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase on the Lake Resort for $59 per night. Don't forget, check their website, chaseonthelake.com. And by the way, if you go there and enter promo code SCOTT, you'll get this rate. $59 over Mother's Day weekend, May 9th through 15th, over fishing opener. Do it now because these will fill up fast and it's based on availability. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT for the $59 a night deal. Plus, now through May 22nd, book a massage in their award-winning Avea Copperdoor Spa for $1 a minute. I kid you not, Chase on the Lake's the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On a mayoral campaign is sort of like working on the chain gang. A lot of hard work, and those incumbents have all the advantages. And so I just want to say, Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show on WDAY, the victor of last night's mayoral race campaign, pulled off a victory and remains the victor. So, Jay, congratulations to you.
You know, it's all about cheating, lying, stealing. You got to do what you got to do, buddy. It's politics.
I came in dead last, I want folks to know. Dead last in that little race. So it was
Where were you?
Well, you know, I can't control the political calendar, and they went and scheduled the first race, first debate, rather, of the Congressional and Ed Commission race.
Yeah, I know. I heard Scott. It was quite a turnout, and all the candidates did an excellent job out there in Bismarck.
Except for this, George Sinner, I think lost the race before he started it by being for Obamacare. You think he would have pulled You think he would have pulled a little Heidi Heitkamp, well, I like some things, I don't like some things, try to dance on the head of a pin a little bit, but
Yeah, exactly, man.
He's all in.
Thank you to everybody that, voted for me and all the candidates, because as you know, Scott, all the money, it goes to Bonanzaville. It's been around since 1954. It's an absolute gem here in the Red River Valley. You've been out there many times, and anything that, we in broadcast can do to help out, Bonanzaville, it's well worth it.
Exactly right. And now we've got a year to plan, get folks up there cranking a little bit and going, but it was probably a foregone conclusion. The incumbent was gonna win this race. So I congratulate Mr. Thomas there, and I am humbled by my last place finish there in Bonanzaville. We need to get more of our flag listeners fired up about what's happening out of Bonanzaville. But there's still plays. You can go out there. You can donate. You can still do lots of wonderful things. But I just wanted to make sure everybody knew I was thrilled that you were the big winner last night. So way to go!
Well, I appreciate that, and of course, you helped out with it as well, like you do with a lot of community needs and organizations. And again, the winner in all this, Scott, you and I think all of us know the winner in all this is Bonanzaville, because Bonanzaville is 100% nonprofit. And again, if people haven't been out there, it's an absolute gem. It's a step back in time, and we are the ones that are in charge to take care of this thing and make sure the generations to come get to enjoy it as it grows. Now over 400,000 artifacts out there. It's an absolutely great place.
It is. It really is. It's a gem. We're lucky to have it, and a good reminder to take it all in. Well, sir, yeah. Congratulations again, and good talking to you.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man.
You bet, Jay Thomas, and the lucky winner, the incumbent reelected as the honorary mayor of Bonanzaville. All right, this time next year, folks, we got to regroup and go at it. I think I'm just not cut out for elected office. It's just easier from the cheap seats, where you can weigh in on the issues. By the way, today. The Doublewood in Fargo, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Congressman Kevin Cramer has two senior staff members of the House Ag Committee that are going to be at a productive farm bill seminar. It's a question and answer session with some senior staff here. And a lot of times these things get to be, people getting just to, talked for the sake of talking. This seems to me to be really a good idea to have actually people behind the scenes, the chief economist of the committee, senior professional staff member, all on questions of how the Farm Bill will be implemented. These are the guys that, behind the scenes write the representation. So this is great for ag representatives, crop insurance agents, and the public. And they moved it because they originally was going to be up at NDSCS, but they were well over the capacity. So anyway, it's happening at the Doublewood from 10 a.m. until noon. Starts in about an hour. Just wanted to remind you that. And it is open to the public if you want to attend that today with Congressman Kevin Cramer. All right, we better get to the weather here in the short time we have left on the program. Felt pretty decent today. It was pretty bad when it's May, and we're happy that it's, like 46 degrees, but heading for 55 degrees today. I've been looking for that first 70-degree 10-day temp, but I don't see it yet. Windy with a few showers in the valley early, partly cloudy this afternoon, 59 for a high. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early, giving way to cloudy skies late, and a low near 40 degrees. And 55 with some sun tomorrow, 55 cloudy Sunday, 57 Monday, 60 in showers Tuesday. And again, don't see a 70. We barely break 60. Out in the oil patch, 41 degrees right now. Forecast few showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours. 58 for a high. Northwest wind 20 to 30. Chance of rain at 30%. Showers early, then cloudy overnight. Low about 33. Northwest winds tonight 20 to 30 miles an hour. So, again, 57, some sun, some showers today. Sun, 52 tomorrow. Rain showers, 48 Sunday. Monday, 59 and rain showers. Tuesday, 70% chance of rain, 52. Wednesday, rain. Thursday, rain. Sorry, farmers. Want to get some planting done, don't you? And there's not a 60-degree day in the 10-day forecast. out in Tioga. 41 in partly cloudy there right now. Williston Fair and 46 degrees. As I mentioned, 46 in Fargo right now. Grand Forks cloudy and 48 degrees at this hour as well. More of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.